Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Panama looking to continue to chase Mexico. And a pleasure to be with you. As we begin this encounter, Panama, Mexico. Panama trying to start as intense as possible. Good run inside. Where's Quintero? Rolando Blackburn makes it 1-0 at 28. And another chance from Giuseppe Saúl Jiménez in the save. Coming through, and it's Oriel Antuna. 1-0 Mexico.
And now a chance for Panama.
CONCACAF Nations League semifinal action kicks off tonight. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. Eastern ahead of the U.S. taking on Jamaica at 7. And Panama will face off against Mexico. Mexico looking to extend their unbeaten streak to 15 against Panama in this match. The winners tonight will face off in the final. The U.S., the reigning champs. And joining us now to talk a little bit more about the Panama-Mexico perspective of tonight's CONCACAF Nations League action is our good friend Felipe Cardenas. Felipe, great to see you. My guy, it's been a while.
Hey, it's been too long. I have not been on the morning show forever. It feels like the time is right, though. We've got a big matchup tonight. And let me say hello to Brian McBride, U.S. men's national team royalty. So what's up, guys?
What's up?
Legend. Oh, there you go.
Royalty. Today.
Felipe, you forgot the legend.
Felipe, you're a legend.
I forgot
as
legend.
Well. On paper, Mexico should win this game against Panama tonight. What would happen to snap that streak for Mexico against Panama?
I mean, the games between these two teams have been tighter and tighter. And a couple of weeks ago, I sat with both coaches. I was with Jaime Lozano, and I was also with Panama coach Thomas Christensen. And you can tell that these are two coaches that they are motivators. And I think that's been the difference between the last cycle with Mexico and under Tata Martino. I think he really struggled to motivate that team and to get that Mexico team to believe that they are still a regional power. And that's Lozano's biggest task right now. And for Panama, they are they are a midfield dominant team. When you think about their stars, you think of Coco Carrasquilla, the Dynamo, a Houston Dynamo central midfielder. They are a 3-4-3 team. If they want to defend, they can play in a 4-5-1. And so they are very adept at just leveling the playing field. They very much are a work in progress. And something that Thomas Christensen told me when I spoke with him was like, we know the limitations that we have. You know, individually, we're not better than a lot of teams, but collectively, they feel pretty good about the matchups that they're going to face from here on out. And so it is a tight game. You're right. Mexico are the clear favorites. And if Mexico doesn't get through here, you know, again, Jaime Lozano suddenly is going to feel the wrath of that Mexican press and back home.
Felipe, so I've spoken to some of my Mexican colleagues, and they tell me within Mexico that they don't see themselves as the favorite, but they're expected to win this competition. How much pressure is on Mexico? And in your opinion also, is this the strongest squad that they've brought in the Nations League competition so far?
Well, first of all, they're not the favorites, like collectively, like to win the whole thing, because the United States are the two-time defending Nations League champions. So like right there, like you just can't argue against that. And you know, I was talking to some of my colleagues, like if the final were to be the U.S. against Mexico, would we be surprised if the U.S. won again? You know, would that be a huge upset like it was over the last 2 years? So Mexico is in a weird spot because, yes, they are still a regional power, but they're not considered the favorites in this Final Four. And there would be a lot of pressure on Jaime Lozano. He knows it. That's the one thing he told me. He said, I know the pressure is always going to be here. I talked to him about the press. He said, I only read what I want to read. I don't read too much because it's not convenient for me. But they're going to be after him. I think right now he's very well liked, though, because he is a Mexican, former Mexican international. That's what everybody was pleading for, to have a Mexican coach. And so they've gotten that. And I like him. I think he's a very well-spoken, very studious manager. And I think they're going to do well. But as far as the squad that he brought, yes, it's the same squad. It's the strongest squad possible. And that is another big storyline, because Mexico has struggled to move past that core group that went to the 2022 World Cup. Memo Ochoa is still expected to start in goal, and that back line is going to look very similar to the team that helped qualify Mexico to the World Cup in 2022. And so is that the strongest team Mexico has? I think it is. And then up top, we're going to wonder, like, who starts at the number 9? Is it Santi Jimenez, who everyone thinks is going to be the next star? Or does Lozano, again, rely on his veteran players like Henry Martin, who is still scoring goals with Club America and is very much a leader? So an interesting dilemma for Lozano to see who he starts, both in the back line and up top.
If they don't play Santi, he's a maniac. I mean, this is ridiculous. This guy's scoring at will in Europe. In fact, I want to talk a little bit about how Mexico seems to be going through this period right now where it feels like they need to come together a little bit more, and it feels like maybe they want to move past some of the more rough situations that have happened in the past. In particular, be a bit more mature. And I think we've seen a little bit of lack of that recently in the media, with Chucky Lozano coming out and saying some things about Tata Martino, and Edson Álvarez seemingly intimating that Tata Martino maybe didn't want to put out the strongest side against his home nation of Argentina, which is a massive, massive thing to say. Talk to me a little bit about how that maybe is not the distraction that Jimmy Lozano wants right now. And do you think that this is going to affect the team?
Yeah, I think if you pull back on that, it's two players that are a bit disgruntled. And again, Edson Álvarez in 2022 wasn't the West Ham United Edson Álvarez, wasn't the icon that he became at Ajax. He was still developing into that role. And Mexico-Argentina, that match has always been very controversial, even before they played it. In Mexico, you know, all the hate towards Tata Martino was like, he's not going to even try to win that game. And then on the flip side in Argentina, and I was there at that game, I was in the mix zone when Leo Messi came down. He eventually scored the first goal to really open up that game for them. And Messi, the first thing he said was like, this is the hardest game that we have played. You know, Tata Martino and his tactics, they surprised us. I later spoke with Lionel Scaloni in Miami. He said the same thing. We were shocked by the way that they played. They really troubled us. And so, you know, which one is it? Like, it's difficult there to decide which route you want to take. But, you know, I'm not surprised to see some players finally coming out publicly and perhaps saying that they weren't happy under Martino. I've spoken to some players. I mentioned Henry Martin. I spoke to him in Qatar as well. He was almost in tears when he spoke of the influence that Tata Martino had on him. And so I think it's pretty standard. You know, not every coach is going to be beloved in that locker room. But to your point about maturity, you know, that was something that the staff, the previous staff, Martino's staff, they really struggled with that, with getting this team to be more professional, to understand who they were representing. And then the pressure came on them and they crumbled. And so Jaime Lozano has a big task, Alexis, to get this, to drown out the noise, because that's always what deters the project in Mexico, and to get the team to just believe that, you know, we are the Mexican national team. This is we're going to live and die on every play. That's what he told me. We need to give our life in every play. And we're going to see if that's the case, you know, tonight. And if it's not, if we see some more of the head down and the body language, then we know that this is more of a cultural problem with this generation of player.
Hey, Felipe, you touched on Santi Jimenez, and without Raul Jimenez, he has to be the man, doesn't he? I mean, 21 goals in 25 games in Eredivisie. If it's not him, then who would it be?
It's Henry Martin. You know, I mentioned it before. He is a guy that has been so hard to move out of that starting 11. Tata Martino really depended on him as well. And again, Martino was really criticized for not taking Santi Jimenez to the World Cup. And at the time, again, Santi Jimenez was not the player he is today. He really struggled in that system. And again, the system, the nine, even under Lozano, the number nine with Mexico is a player that I think he wants that player to be in pockets, playing, turning, letting the wingers run off of him, letting the midfielders run off of him. And Santi Jimenez is very much, you know, he's the guy. He's going to goal. He's expecting service. He's getting into the box. And so that's a different look for them. Listen, if you were to ask me, would I start Santi Jimenez? I would. And I know Henry Martin well. I've spoken with him. I've seen him play. And I know what he brings to the table. And a lot of times, you know, Brian, you may know this better than anyone. Coaches are going to lean on the guys that they really trust, that they truly trust, that they know, understand that the pressures of this game. And that's why Martin could get the call. But Santi Jimenez eventually will be the star of this team, but he's going to have to wait. You know, he's not the automatic starter right now. I know that's a shock, but that's the reality.
Felipe, just before we let you go, we've got to show a bit more love to Panama, in my opinion. Are we underestimating Panama too much? What's their, you spoke about the midfield being their strong points. Any players we should look out for when it comes to this Panama team in particular?
Well, I'll tell you what, I mentioned Coco Carrasquilla. You know, he's the man. He's a player that I think even European scouts are looking at, and he's a very elegant ball controlling number eight. He can get up and down the pitch, and he really does make that team a lot more progressive. I think under Thomas Christensen, that what's interesting about Panama is they've always had the physicality and the technique, the strong technique individually. I think now they are a smarter team. And when you watch them play, they want the ball. They want to play through you. They want to play through that midfield. And in a 3-4-3, they have wingers that really get up and down the field. They also are just over the years are used to having to defend and play against teams that are better than them or more attack focused. And so they're used to this type of pressure. I think, are they being overlooked? You know, that's a question I asked Thomas Christensen. Like, when do you go from being a darling to a dark horse? When are you still a spoiler? Or are you a contender? And that's the big next step for Panama. Like, can they become that third team in CONCACAF consistently? They've jumped Costa Rica, in my opinion. They thrashed them to get to this point, 6-1 on aggregate to beat Costa Rica and get not only to the Nations League Final Four, but to the Copa America. And so that's why this team is trending up, and that's why they're dangerous, because they believe. They believe they can beat anybody.
I completely agree. And I think you touched on the midfield. Anibal Godoy is the one that controls the pace of that game. He can play quickly, he can hold the ball, he can really be a physical presence in there. So I completely agree.
Just real quick, it's a yes or no. Henry Martin, does he make the US 11?
Oh man, with this current pool, again, it's a tactical thing. I would say yes, because he's a legit goal scorer,
you think,
man. He's played at the highest level
already.
You just asked him a question. He's answering.
I said yes or no.
Now you want to attack him.
Alexis, it was yes or no. I'll tell you what, Alexis.
Right now, I am not a huge Flo Balogun guy. I'm not a get him into the nine. Like, he's my nine. I just don't think that. Like, I think he's a good player. He's going to be very good for the U.S. He's a different type of player, but he's not my preferred nine. Like, I want Pepe to get in there, Ricardo Pepe, and own that spot. And again, I think having a player that's a little bit more involved in the play and with the type of wingers that the U.S. have, like, I like a back to nine goal, number nine. So
okay,
that's my guy. I like Henry Martin.
I thought you were going to say no on that one. I think you work for Jimmy Lozano, dude.
Alexis is like, how dare you not answer this question the way I want?
Yeah.
I like the way he explains number nine.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I like that. I think Santi gets in for all of us.
Hey, Felipe, you can have your own opinion, my friend.
Yes.
And we appreciate you coming on and giving it to us today.
All of you except Alexis.
Anytime. Awesome to see you all. Great to see you. Take care.
Great to see you. Enjoy all the action tonight.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.